The Cathedral. The Cathedral is the largest monument in Tarragona and is the building which is most identified with the city. Situated on top of a hill, the cathedral was constructed on an upper terrace which was previously a place of worship during Roman times. A church was also located there during the Visigothic period. By the middle of the 3rd century, Tarragona was already an important Christian community under the leadership of Bishop Fructuosus. After the city had been conquered, it began to be repopulated during the 12th century. However, the construction of the current cathedral would not begin until the latter part of the century. The building was consecrated in 1331. This temple is a good example of the transition from the Romanesque to the Gothic style. It was dedicated to St. Thecla, one of the disciples of St. Paul, a devotion to whom seems to have had earlier origins dating back to the restoration of the city. One of the best places from which to view the exterior of the temple is the junction of Carrer Coques and Pare Iglesias. From here you can gauge the true dimensions of the building, including its facade, its dome, the bell tower, the side chapels, and the nave. The bell tower stands between the cross and the apse, and has three distinguishing features. The lower part is Romanesque, and was built during the first phase of construction. The central section has white ashlar cladding like that of the facade. The upper section is octagonal and has large openings on each side, behind which there are 15 bells. The largest of these, the campana, weighs 2,160 kilograms and dates back to 1509. On the side of the cathedral, you can observe the great rose window and the exterior of some of the chapels. The most notable is dedicated to St. Thecla, dating from the 18th century. It has typical Baroque contours. The Chapel of the Baptistry, formerly dedicated to St. Ursula and the 11,000 Virgins, is entirely Gothic in style, but some of its pinnacles were never completed. Curiously, the arm of the statue of St. Thecla on the top of the chapel also acts as a lightning rod. Construction of the cathedral began from the chevet, and the façade was the last part to be completed, entirely in the Gothic style. You can get a good view of it from the Pla de la Seu. The main doors have a pointed arch, crowned with a rose window, framed with vaults. There are two smaller arched side doors, with rose windows above them. On the lintel of the main doors, you can see a scene from the Last Judgment, including the souls condemned to hell, the blessed rising from their graves, with Christ standing over them, flanked by two angels bearing symbols from the Passion. Between the two main doors you will find a marble image of the Virgin and Child, surrounded by angels, receiving the faithful. She stands on a pedestal decorated with scenes from the story of Adam and Eve, and the original sin. The large vaults are decorated with figures of the apostles and of the prophets. The two doors flanking the main door are Romanesque, and date back to the 13th century. Above the right-hand door, looking at the façade, you'll find a Paleo-Christian sarcophagus from the Theodosian period, end of the 4th century AD, made from white marble, depicting the healing of the paralysed man at the Pool of Bethesda, the healing of the blind man and the bleeding woman, and also the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The tympanum of the left-hand door is decorated with an image of the Virgin with Child in the centre, and the Epiphany, Joseph's dream, the Annunciation of Mary and the Annunciation of the Shepherds on either side. From Pla de la Seu, you will move on to the next place of interest, along Carre de les Escribanias Velis, where you can see replicas of two headstones with Hebrew inscriptions mounted on the façade of the Degas House, number 6. The originals are kept inside. For more information on the Jewish presence in Tarragona, go to clip 20. Continuing along Carre de la Mare de Déu del Claustre, you will find the entrance to the cloisters of the cathedral and the diocese museum. It is worth taking a look inside the temple, the cloisters and the museum, as they include some incredible artwork from the medieval, Renaissance and Baroque periods. The Tarragona card will give you free access. The entrance and exit of the museum and the cathedral are located on Carre del Claustre.